Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We're talking about the difference between the good and the evil, the clean and the unclean. What does the Bible say about that? Can we know the difference? Yes, we can. Stay tuned for our program. Good is in the Bible 720 times. The word evil is in the Bible 613 times. Is there a difference between good and evil? Is there some gray area? The word bad is in the Bible 18 times. Is there something that's bad that isn't evil? The word good and bad are in the same verse together 16 times, and the word good and evil are in the same verse together 97 times. It's a really interesting subject. Now, there's some words in the Bible, such as the word teach. That's there 109 times. The word learn is there 32 times. Some people, I think, are more interested in teaching than they are in learning. Then the word knowledge is in the Bible 172 times. The word discern, 17 times. Again, seems like we would have knowledge, but not discernment. Understanding, that word's in the Bible 160 times, and the word wisdom is in the Bible 234 times. Now, what's the difference between all of these words? Well, we've been looking at that in these broadcasts, and obviously it's going to take a while to get through all of these. I'm not sure how many programs we'll do on this subject, but we'll do a few. But the word teach, learn, knowledge, discern, understanding, wisdom, all of that is really of no value if we're not interested in the truth. And so the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The Bible says that it is God's will He would have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. So in our last broadcast, we asked the question, is truth available to me? Absolutely. The Bible says you shall know the truth. Where can I find truth? Well, nowhere for sure except the Word of God. You'll find the truth. Thy word is truth, the Bible says. How much will it cost me to get that truth? Well, it's without price. In other words, you can't come up with enough money. It's worth more than that. It will cost you a lot. Very, very, very expensive. Buy the truth and sell it not. It's very expensive. It'll cost you friends. It'll cost you family. It'll cost you lots of things if you're going to go with the truth. Just take a look and see what it cost Jesus. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, one of the problems we see as we get to the end of the age, it says in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Now we said, what's the cost? The very next verse, let me read it again. It says, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And the next verse says, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction. Now, in the last days, if you're going to stand for the truth, you're going to get some affliction. 2 Timothy 3:8 says, they resist the truth. They're men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. The faith, that is what they believe. Well, truth unites truth seekers, and the rest of them, they will make you pay. It will cost you something. They will give you a hard time. Jesus said, you seek to kill me because I tell you the truth. Paul said, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? In both cases, the answer was yes. So if you can't handle the truth, then just go sit in a corner somewhere and be a little Christianette. But if you're going to stand for what is right, if you're going to stand for the truth, it is going to cost you something. Now, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 3, number 15, that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. In 1 Timothy, which has to do with how things ought to be done, how we ought to behave in the local church, in 1 Timothy you'll find the truth, the word truth, five times in only six chapters. In 2 Timothy you'll find the word truth six times in four chapters. The book of Titus is also a book that deals with things, how things are to be done in the local church, and there you'll find the word truth six times in only three chapters. You need to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, there's no such thing as love without the truth. We've spoken this thing about loving everybody. Truth of the matter is that John, who is the disciple who was noted for love, in the book of John, the word truth is there 22 times in 21 chapters, and the word love is also there 22 times. In 1 John, you have the word truth 9 times in only 5 chapters. In 2 John, you have the word truth 3 times in 1 chapter. In 3 John, you have the word truth 6 times in 1 chapter. And only 14 verses in that chapter, and you also have the word love there in that chapter. Now, you look in the Bible, you go back into the Old Testament, Genesis, you have the word love 3 times, you have the word truth 3 times. Exodus, you have the word love twice, you have the word truth twice. In Psalm, you have the word in the Psalms 23 times, and the word truth 40 times in the Psalms. Isaiah, you have the word truth 5 times. I'm sorry, you have the word love 5 times, and you have the word truth 18 times. And then in John, as we said, you have the word love 22 times and the word truth 22 times. You don't talk about love if you're not willing to pay the price to present the truth. You shall know the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. Now, we've said before, if you're going to sell the truth, you're going to sell the bundle that goes with it. Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. If you sell the truth, you sell wisdom with it, you sell instruction with it, and you sell understanding with it as well. Solomon was the wisest man on the face of the earth. And what did he say about himself? In Ecclesiastes 2, verse number 16, he says, and how dieth the wise man? As a fool. How did he die as a fool? Because if he sold the truth, and he did, he started going the way of the kings. He started having harems because kings have harems. He started doing everything that worldly kings were doing. He sold the truth. What happened? Wisdom, instruction, and understanding went with it. Now, if you don't have wisdom and understanding and instruction, what does Solomon, the wisest man in the world, say? How dieth the wise man? As a fool. Well, who would sell the truth? Well, Solomon did. Solomon sold the truth. Esau sold the truth. He sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. What are you selling yours for? What is a birthright? It is the privilege of birth. Well, you've been born again. You've been saved. You've got some rare privileges that come with that and some rare opportunities. What are you selling them off for? A mess of pottage? Well, in our day, we were selling off the truth, and we're selling it pretty cheap. There's two major truths that have been sold in recent days. One is the doctrine of separation. We've got rid of that. We want to get along with everybody, so let's not stand up and be separated. And the other one is the doctrine of salvation. They're saying that there's no repentance necessary. That was brought to us by our so-called fundamentalists. Just dump this doctrine of repentance. You can't get a crowd if you're going to ask people to repent. So we've dumped the doctrine of separation. We've dumped the doctrine of salvation. And my question is this: why is there no outcry about that? Well, because the Bible says in the last days we will turn away from the truth and be turned unto fables. We want unity. We want unity at the expense of truth. What we need is truth at the expense of unity. Truth always demands a response, and truth has always caused division. It says in John chapter 7 and verse number 43, so there was a division among the people because of him. If you're going to stand for the truth, it's going to cost you something. And so we'll close this broadcast with those verses that talk about the end time apostasy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 4 says, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. It says in 2 Timothy 3:8, they will resist the truth, they will be reprobate concerning the faith. Now you need to figure out where you're going to stand in this day and age and take a stand for the truth.